Losanara, besides talking, besides believing Losanara and Ayas and listening to Losanara even, it's got a long arichas, long discussion with the Rabbanon or the Raisa. You're not allowed to listen to Losanara even if you don't plan to accept it. Actual listening is awesome. But it is, with regard to listening, there's few cases where it's mutter. First of all, if the reason why you want to do it is to find out for yourself if it's like we said last time about shidduchim or business, or maybe I can help to improve the guy, so then it's mutter to listen to him, listen to his Torah. You must listen to the Losanara, but you must be careful not to believe it, right? But so that's the heter where it's mutter. Also, it's mutter in a case sometimes where if the person's so angry and I listen to him, it's going to make him less angry, then also it's going to be a heter to listen, because it's also going to tell us that by the person getting off his chest, he already feels far better, and then I'm not believing him. I'm just listening in order to make himself, to make it...
doesn't make this person a psychologist or something.
Right. And then it makes them feel good. And what do I want to add to that? Oh yeah. And sometimes when the person's speaking, you can therefore find, you know, say, no, it's not exactly like you're making it out, and try and calm him down by being don't account for the other guy. But you have to be careful over that. If he's in an angry mood, the more you say, the more he's just going to say it's not true. So in that case, the best is just to be quiet and not to argue with him on this point. So that was the Gabi listening. So now, what are you meant to do? Somebody wants to come and say Losanara. Maybe it is negative. How are you meant to avoid this of listening to Losanara? Maybe it is negative. So every time somebody says something, I should listen to it, but maybe it's negative to me. So he says, the person should say, the person saying it, he should say, listen, is it negative to me, yes or no? You're speaking now. Tell me, is it negative to me? If it's negative to me, then I'll listen. If not, I don't want to hear it. And that way the person will automatically not fancy saying Losanara if it's not negative to him. He's saying a person, he's saying who he's talking about. If he's saying who he's talking about, then it's Losanara.
I can say the name.
Yeah.
And he
doesn't say who it is. Right, so that's what he said. Some of the person cocked up, so it helps us to listen to him, forces to calm him down. Right, okay, back to Tzohim. Where did the Chevah get to? They got to the Gemara? Rashbam?
Yeah.
Tov, so let's see how you came out then. Says the Gemara. Daf Kuf Hei Omid Alish. So Ravina spoke to him and Nachman Yitzchok. And he asked the following, Mishraikin's Rav Shabbos. Somebody didn't do Kiddush in Rav Shabbos. Now she Kaddish for Inna Kalein Kula. You're allowed to do Kiddush the whole day long. We know that you're meant to do Kiddush on Friday night, at the beginning of Shabbos. Zochet Yom Shabbos Bekatzoi, Zocheu Begdushotah. You're meant to be Mekadosh it when Shabbos comes in. But what happens if you didn't do it? You didn't do it in the night. Can you do it in the day as well? What do you mean by doing it in the day? You mean you'll say the whole Kiddush, Hashem Kedushonah, Mevesei Tzavonu. What we do nowadays, when we do in the morning, we just say Berkei Hagafen, that's Kiddush called Kedusha Rabo. That's not the Kiddush we're referring to here. Here we're referring to the long Kiddush, where you say Berkei Hagafen with the bracha that's Mekadish the Shabbos, and ends up, Baruch Hashem, Mekadish the Shabbos. So that's the Shaila. Do you do that in the daytime as well? Since Bnei Abchiyah said Mishalehi built the Motzei Shabbos, somebody didn't manage to do Abdullah Motzei Shabbos, which is the time for Abdullah. You carry on into Abdullah the whole entire week. Our entire week says Rashi, Rashbam. Kavada doesn't mean the whole week. I mean till Tuesday. Right?
Tuesday night.
Till Tuesday evening, yeah. So, but that's what I mean. Kavada Shabbos Kula means as long as the week is somewhat still connected to the Bibi Shabbos. So too. So he wants to make a very good comparison. Achanami, Mishalei Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos. Somebody didn't manage to do Kiddush on Erev Shabbos, meaning on Friday night, make Kaddish Veda for Leim Kulei, just like Abdullah. How do you understand, Yossi? What's the comparison? So just like Abdullah, so too Kiddush. What's the comparison? What's the connection between Abdullah that you can do till Tuesday and Kiddush you can do until Motzei Shabbos? Akesha.
Just like Abdullah is the break between doing Shabbos on the weekday and the weekday goes on for Wednesday, so too, Kiddush is the break between, the Kiddush is the sort of the break also between the call and the Shabbos, and as long as the Shabbos is still in effect. It's similar to like Wednesday.
Yeah, I'd say almost like you. The connection is like this. Abdullah, the time for Abdullah is to welcome in the new week or to say goodbye to the old week, whichever nusuf you want. So as long as that's still relevant, you can still do Abdullah. As long as it's still the new week or still going back five from the old week, whichever nusuf you want, you can still do Abdullah. So it's just Shabbos, which is there to sanctify the Shabbos. As long as the Shabbos is still there, you can still sanctify it. That was his connection, right? Abdullah is there because of this new week. So as long as it can be still considered new, which is until Tuesday, or old, yeah, things can still be connected to old Shabbos, which is still Tuesday night, you can still do Abdullah. So the Shabbos is there to sanctify the Kedusha of the Yoy. As long as that Kedusha is still there, you can still sanctify it. That was his connection of...
An underlying point is that they don't have to start at the beginning. I think that's the underlying point. The Shabbos, that Abdullah and Kiddush, you would have thought that they need to be at the beginning of the new time frame. That's when you need to make it. No, as long as it's in the time frame.
Right. It means really, both Abdullah and Kiddush should be done at the beginning. But yeah, you see, Abdullah can keep going as long as that time frame is still relevant. So to Kiddush, although it should be done at the beginning of Shabbos, but if you didn't do it, then as long as it's still relevant, you can do it for the whole of the Shabbos. Right?
John said so.
Right. There's a kedusha ala kriis, meaning you have to say asher kedushanu mi of kiddush mekadosh shabbos. V'yesh v'en hazkara, and you also have ritzei or yalev yovei. Shabbos is ritzei and yalev yovei for yom tov. The birchas hamazon. But Shabbos v'yom tov, during the day of Shabbos and yom tov, ein ben kedusha ala kriis. There's no kedusha ala kriis, meaning that you just pay both for your company. You don't say Mekadosh Shabbos and Mekadosh Yisrael has money. For Yeshua and Haskara, the Muslim, and there is Haskara, if you say, if you act, you have to say Yalav Yahweh, or you have to say Ritzei. So what's the Kasha? If you're right, if Rav Nachman's right, that Misha loy Kiddush Be'er Shabbos, somebody didn't do Kiddush and Erev Shabbos, Mekadosh Veilech Aleim Kuloi, can do Kiddush the whole duration of Shabbos. So why did the Brisa say that Shabbos and Yom Tov doesn't have Kedusha? Shabbos and Yom Tov Nami Mishkachasu. Shabbos and Yom Tov, the day of Shabbos and the day of Yom Tov, you can also find Yesh Ben Kedusha Ala Kois. That can happen. You make Kiddush on a Kois. Tilo Kiddush Mi'uta. If you didn't do Kiddush in the night time, Mekat Shemocha, you do Kiddush the next day. So the Kasha Rav Nachman, the Braisa says, on Shabbos and Yom Tov there's no Kiddush. Not true. There can be Kiddush. If you didn't do Kiddush in the night time, you do Kiddush in the daytime. So what's going on? Amale, so Rav Nachman said, that's not a Kasha me. Di loy, sorry, di loy, I'm not talking about, the Braisa is not talking about a case of di. What does di mean, Rafi?
That is.
Yeah, that was.
That is the one-off situation.
Right. That one-off situation we're not referring to. We're talking about what the classic case. Classic case is you do kiddush at night, and you don't do kiddush in the day. You've got a one-off case, but not like that. Say that. But that's not a reason why you shouldn't make. That's not what the Braisa is talking about. The Lukatonia. One-off case, we're not referring to. Let's see some else about. Hashbam said, Mabdil Vahoyle Chola Shabbos Kuloi, which is the fourth line up from the bottom. Which is the last three words of the line on Mabdil Vahoyle Chol. Mabdil Vahoyle Chola Shabbos Kuloi, Adrevi Vishabbos Kuloi, come on. Azkar Bebet of the Mazayin, and Seva Vesein of Yomtev Yalev Yahweh. Shabbos Yomtev, Hayomim Veloy Leilois. The days of Shabbos, the days of Yom Tov, Ein Ben Kedush Al Hakoyis, Ki Ein Bo Piyagof En Levad. That's all we say. We just say Ki Ein Job Bo Piyagof En Levad.
What is the thing that we say on Shabbos, the old thing?
That's just a minute.
So in other words, meaning that I can just say Bo Piyagof En Levad to say this minute. Or how it works?
The Halach is the Kiddush is Bo Piyagof En. That's what it is.
I understand, but people
the minute is the thing. Yeah, like the minute is the Lachun Rano. Right before Shabbos. It's a minig. So you want to say that, you don't want to say the Chumash now?
So if I can say any time just by the purpose, then fine. I don't need to think that I lost something or I did something wrong. How is it?
A minig is a minig. I'm not being resolved with him in Hagim. I'm not being resolved in Hagim. Shema b'ni Musa v'yichov al titish teis imecha teis imecha in Hagim. I'm not being resolved in it. It's not that loch. It's a minig. Which means, for instance, you want to pour your kiddush cup while you're saying, and then we took him. Could do that. Nothing wrong with that. It's a minig to say. But the bracha that we say is Be'be'agofen, that's it. But we don't say the rest of Mekadosh HaShabbos. To which he answered, Dei Leitzani, Titana, Leibo Lahoyo Islanu Din. Titana is not coming to tell us the din of an Adam, of a person who was HaPeshea, who was Peshea and didn't do Kiddush at night. Titana is not coming to tell me that. It's true. If he would be Peshea and didn't do Kiddush at night, he would do it in the day.
Would you?
But that's not what the Tana is talking about.
It's made it.
That's what the Zohar Shpan is saying, no? Tana loybar lahoy. Tana loybar lahoy is lon din. The Tana is not coming to tell us the din of an Adam who was Peshea, Oishir, Leimikya, or some event happened to him. Shaloy Kiyim Tivicham, and he wasn't able to keep Tivicham. He's not coming to tell us that. Because, if that would be the case, then you would be saying Kiddush. He's not coming to tell us that. So I'm talking about a normal case when it wasn't like that. So Rashbam. Right. That's what the Tana is not coming to tell us. What's your problem?
No, I
it's
like a tefillah. I think about this. I don't see this as being as different than tefillah. Tefillah, I intentionally missed Marav because I just didn't want to go to Marav. I don't want to go to Marav. Mm-hmm. And the next morning, I don't say make up Shemona Esrei because it was amazing. I missed
right.
It was amazing.
Right.
Why is this any?
So Ravram's pointing out the point that we mentioned that you should keep your eyes glued. One is one of the places where it's a good marmokim. We had a shiny yesterday. Is when you the kid family is say kid is the whole of the day, the whole of Shabbos day. Is that tashlumin? Is that to make up for what you didn't do yesterday? Or no? The entire day is this month of the Kiddush. For instance, somebody didn't daven Shachris at Netz. So you can daven until the fourth hour. Is that Shalomim for Netz? No, Bernard can't hear if somebody not davening at Netz. But some of us don't daven at Netz. Are we doing Shalomim for Netz? Well, no, that's this month. This month is for the first 4 hours. The answer is, this month is for the first 4 hours. So same with Kiddush. It might be the ideal time is to do it in the night time. If you didn't do it in the night time, then this month is the entire day. Or no, maybe this man's not entitled. This man's only in the night time. And the day is the shlumim for the night, which is the right way of looking at this. So the bronze, you may die from the husband, one of the ways. Which way?
If we say
that
the time is specifically
at night, there's the Lachat time, and then there's the B'diavad time, or there's the main time, and the other time is just Tashlumim. That's the two stops.
Just, one second. So if we say that the real time is staying at night, right?
Yeah.
And today is just a special movie.
That's one way of looking at it, yeah.
Then the person who sleeps late at night can't go and go.
Oh, no, it's keep the kiddush, kiddush.
So then if you missed it at night,
if you missed it at night,
he is a moshe.
If he was a fish there, right?
If we say that it's all within the time that you can really do it, and he's not a fish.
He's still a fish there because it's the ideal time, and there's the bidyevet time. Ideal time is in the night time. Zochazim Hashem v'katzoy katshev v'chisofei. So achir to be mekatzoy in the beginning of Shabbos. That's clear that the Friday night is the right time.
Ideal. Will you call it a fish there?
Yeah. Somebody doesn't do things in the right time. Not a chatchila time. The right time. There's the right time, and then let's keep going. I'll give you another example. Somebody who Tikkus Chometz, you're meant to do in the night time. If you didn't do in the night time, you do it through the whole day. Now the time is in the night time. The day time lots of shlumim for it. Rather, if you didn't do that, then b'diavad the time carries on until Pesach comes in, or called the time of Biur Chometz. So b'diavad time, so it's the time, lots of shlumim. But the Nafkamina is, I think this is what Rabbi Mom wants to point out for us, but very important. Here's a shayat to shlumim, some of these peshaya. He also told us yesterday, some of these peshaya, not shayat to shlumim. Some of these didn't daven shachris, because he didn't want to daven shachris. Go balo, didn't want to daven shachris. He woke up in the morning and said, not for today. He went back to bed, he can't daven mincha twice. Can't daven mincha twice, why? Peshaya. Tishlumim. Tishlumim says to people who are owners, people who are shaykes, not for Pesheh. So now, in this case here, somebody who's Pesheh and didn't do it Friday night, can he do Kiddush again in the daytime? So it's going to be said on this Shaila. If we say that it's Tishlumim, then he can't. If you say it's not Tishlumim, then he can. Rashbam says that the Tanna has not come to tell us some din of somebody who is a Peshaya. The Tanna is talking about a normal case. The normal case is a case in the nighttime and not in the daytime. He doesn't want to tell us the din of somebody who is a Peshaya. Meaning, if somebody who is a Peshaya, it wouldn't be like this. Somebody who would be Peshaya, the din wouldn't be that you only do in the nighttime. But rather, you do Kiddush also in the daytime. So the Rashbam's telling us that somebody who's Peshaya in the night can do Kiddush in the day. So what does that tell us? It's not Tashlumim. Shkirach observed, it's not Tashlumim. The Rashbam's telling us that this man of Kiddush is a Chatchila in the night time. That's the correct time to do it. If you didn't do it in the correct time, you can keep going because the time carries on. It's like Tikkus Chometz in the night and then Tikkus Chometz in the day. You didn't manage to do it in the night, which was the right time of doing it, you'll do it in the day time. You didn't manage to do Kiddush in the night, you'll do it in the day. Although you're staying in the Rashbam, good man, welcome.
How do you make that conclusion?
Because the Rashbam is telling us that this price did not come to tell us. What was the question of the Gemara? If you're right, you can do Kiddush in the day. Why did the Bryce not tell me I can do Kiddush in the day? To which the Bryce answers, we're not talking about if. Says Rashbam, we're not talking about somebody who did it but made it. Somebody who's a Peshaya. We're not talking about somebody who's a Peshaya. Somebody who's a Peshaya. Now, I mean, you can do it in the day, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about a regular case. A regular case is a person who does it in the night. That's the time when you don't do it in the day. A regular case. We're not talking about the weird cases. What's the weird cases? Which cases would be cases that you do in the day? But what are they? Says Rashbam, a Peshaya. Or that something, an onus happens. So you put the two together. Right? There's a Peshaya or Mikra happens you couldn't do in the night time. That's the case where you would do in the day. And that's what I'm telling us, even by Peshaya, you would do it in the day. Okay, we'll have other rights, but this is one good right. The other right, the chayin should have had the right from the Gemara itself. So you all very, very spotted it, yes, we'll see. Eichrei, says the Gemara Ashayla. If somebody has enough food, you see where we are, second last line. If somebody has enough food for either Kvoidjoy or Kvoidlaila, meaning can either drink wine in the Friday night meal or drink wine in the Shabbos meal. Not on that kiddush. That's time to make Shabbos a geschmacka meal. Delicacies. Either Friday night or Shabbos day. Which one should you focus on? Says the Gemara, you focus on the Kvoid Yoim Kodim. On the Shabbos day. Shabbos day has more Kedusha than the Friday night, because the day has gone more. Starts off with a beginning of Shabbos, and as the Shabbos progresses, the Kedusha comes more and more and more. Till you get to the Rabba, which is Shabbos Shuddish, which is the epitome of the spirit of the Kedusha of the Shabbos.
It
should be that way, because as we're getting better, better people, as the Shabbos Kedusha evolves, where the Kedusha gets more and more. Once we just fall into Shabbos, then it just gets, we ourselves grow.
What is for your own preferred
on Friday
night? What is for you only more on Friday night?
So you should change what you. We don't do what we feel. We feel what the Torah wants. A lot is that you're meant to. That's where Cholam comes from. Right? The idea of having Cholam Shabbos day came from this idea to have a very special food for the Shabbos day meal. Bochrim had Cholam Thursday night. They won't have chicken soup Friday night. Thursday night, because Cholam has got a certain chashivas to it. So Kvoidim Kvoidim. You've only got one cup of wine. When should you use it for? Should you use it for kiddush, or use it for yoyim? Which one?
But you said the yoyim was just for drinking.
That was talking about a case where we had a lot of wine. We had enough wine for kiddush and for kvoidyoim. So kvoidyoim moving for the Sabbath day and not for Friday night. Why? Because you've only got one cup. You've only got the one cup. And you have to do kiddush and you have to be mekayim kvoidyoim. What should you do? Stop that. Should we give into the kiddush or give into the kvoidyoim? It says the Gemara, main name, the kvoidyoim, the main name, the kvoidyoim. You say kiddush at night. Why? He said kiddush at yoim. Kvoidyoim, kvoidyoim. Kiddush. Precedes Kvoidyoim. There's more kasha than Kvoidyoim. So what's the kasha? Take the Gemara kasha. Benisa, if you're right, that you can do kiddush in the daytime, right? Then shabke ad lemocho, that clean this cup until the next day. Velav beitarti, and do both kiddush and Kvoidyoim both together, and we've got the best of both worlds, right? We've killed two birds with one stone, whatever expression you want to use. I've done kiddush of the yoyim. I'm doing it in the daytime. You can, you told me I'm not so I can do it in the daytime. And also, I'm getting kvoidyoim. I'm making the yoyim gevaldik. Says Rashbam, on Amud Aleph, the last Rashbam. Kvoidyoim is kvoidyoim. He does not have a lot of wine for Suda. Oh, you mean him a god, or he doesn't have a lot of delicacies. He needs him other yoim, he should leave him for the next day. Kiddush Hayoim, says Rashbam, first Rashbam on the base. Kiddush Hayoim. It's confusing. The Gemara calls it Kiddush Hayoim, it means Kiddush Halayla. Kiddush Hayoim means it's sanctifying the day, but you do it at night. Kiddush Halayla, Shemekatzin et Hayoim, Halakos, we are sanctify the day over a coast. But Halayla, you do it in the night time. That, Kodem precedes the Chodem. You shouldn't drink in the middle of the meal. Make kiddush in the night before you eat your meal. And that way you have Kiddush. So faith the Gemara, why didn't Lavid Beit Tav, you do both at one time? Kiddush Ayoyim, two, also Kiddush Ayoyim, in the daytime. Lavid Nami, Kvoy Ayoyim Tzas, you've also got Kvoy Ayoyim Tzas. Why are you saying Iksas? Why doing Iksas?
Because on the Kiddush Ayoyim.
I'm doing the day.
Right, but you're not making on the Kvoy Ayoyim.
Why? Why the Iksas? I'm doing it by drinking in the night, in the day. I've got being mechabed the day, and I'm also making Kiddush. Yeah, like they're all shouting out, quite right. Chavos Neshaf shouting out. It's Ksas, because it's meant to be done in the meal. And then you're doing it before the meal. You'd be doing Kiddush on Shabbos day before the Shabbos meal. So it's not Givaldig a Kovitz. The best way to Yom is you're eating your meal together with wine. Hey, you're not doing that. You're having wine and then eating your meal. At least it's a bit. At least it's a bit of Kvoy de Yom. So that was the question. The question was, if you're right, you can do Kiddush in the daytime, then why can't we do both? So you don't have a cup. So don't do Kiddush at night, and do Kiddush in the day, and you'll be Yitzhak, you're Kvoy de Yom together with Kiddush. That's the answer to the Gemara, but that's the question. That was the question of the Gemara. The question of the Gemara was, why do we do Kiddush at night? Do both the next day. Any hours?
Kiddush over COVID.
We can get both. We can get Kiddush and COVID in the next day. Any hours?
Chavilis.
It's a nice hour. Any other hour? That's good hour. Hey, I'll tell you an answer. Ain't no shani. Remember that, Gemara?
Yeah.
Ain't no shani. I don't have an option. So maybe it's good. Oh, great question. Great tip. Right. Yes. No, Daniel.
This is an answer to the
Gevaldig Atayna. That's what Rabbi Daniel is saying. This is a shem shleima. Somebody, a safer house is coming. Gevaldig Atayna. That if the time is really only in the night time, and if you didn't do it in the night time, you can do teshlumim. No, Havamina should be able to say, you know what, don't do Kiddush in the night and do it in the daytime. How can I do that? I'm being mevatel on my mitzvah.
Yes,
do the shlumim tomorrow.
No,
no, I've got mitzvah now. I've got Kiddush now. What's the Einus? So tomorrow I'm going to get covered to sit up. I'm covered tomorrow. What can I do? Well, right, you have to be mevatel a mitzvah to do it tomorrow, just for tashlumim. You'll be mevatel a mitzvah. But what can you do? You don't have. You only have one cup. So what do you want to do about it? But not on the expense of being mevatel one mitzvah. If the time is in the night time, only in the night time, and the daytime is tashlumim. It is. If it's tashlumim, then it is. The expiry date is the end of the night. And then it's tashlumim the next day. Then there's no havamina, you should be able to be mevatelit to push off to the next day. So then you got raya mukrachas sechaya. Chaya mukrachas. And what? It's not tashlumim. It's not tashlumim. The zman of the mitzvah starts in the night time and finishes throughout Shabbos day, and therefore we had the tzad push off to tomorrow, and you'll be mekayim the mitzvah together with The Kvodjoim.
It has sent in by the Sudas Shabbos. I don't want to eat at night.
Right. Let's not bring in other halachas because it's confusing. Because if it would be Tashlum, the Gemara would never have had a question to delay until the next day. The Gemara asked, being Issa, if you're right, you could do it the next day of Tashlumim, Lishav Ke'ad Lamocha, delay until tomorrow. What be Mevatel not to do the mitzvah tonight in order to do Tashlumim tomorrow? You know what Tashlumim is, Rabbi? What's Tashlumim?
Tashlumim is the makeup that you do because you have a happenstance so you can help. If you
what's the makeup? The makeup means that you were mevatel the mitzvah and you have a right to make up for it.
Or
an oinus. You were mevatel the mitzvah because of oinus. You have a right to make up for it. But there's no way I can tell you in the chatchilah to be mevatel the mitzvah because you can make up for it afterwards.
So you couldn't do it the next day because you can't do that with Tashlumim. You can't purposely not...
Now forget about the Tashlumim. I can't tell you not to do a mitzvah now because you could do Tashlumim afterwards. And that's all in my heart. Nishav Ke'ad Lemocha, delay until tomorrow.
It would have suggested that.
No way. If the mitzvah is now and the mitzvah ends at the end of the night, there's no way I can tell you delay until tomorrow. Because you've been about to the mitzvah.
The Gemara suggests that, so you're doing it tomorrow.
No, but you're not. You're doing the Tashlumim. No, that's it. That's what we want. We want to be mechir. And to be mechir, we have to show why the other way is wrong.
And the Gemara is suggesting it is not true. Just that it's suggested.
Yeah, sure. The Gemara suggests something. I haven't heard the Gemara.
But it also said a little earlier that you can do Kiddush the next day.
Right.
But you weren't able to.
That could have been Tashlumim. That was in there. Maybe it was Tashlumim. Here's the first reason in the Gemara that's Muchach, it's not Tashlumim.
My sister said you heard about this yesterday. I'm trying to confirm this. Correct? Somebody would think when you stop swimming on the top of the market, that's a big obvious. Can you make up a
mitzvah?
Doesn't need to.
If he's able to make an entire time of mincha from the beginning to the end, and he doesn't need to double mincha, it's not your choice. He's part of the gun. He is part of the mincha. My colleague is Drisha and Taz, and that's how we cross him. Shavuos and Sadi Gimel. The last Shavuos, that Taskin, that's if you're able to mincha, you're in Gantz and Potter, Atri Gach, no Tashlumim.
There is a man
that wanted to say
that
it would be. Yeah. Because
he also,
if you
miss it,
not so. No.
You have a special opinion of doing Kavod Shabbos the next day.
No.
Well, take away.
No. Because the reason why the other opinion of Chelik and Eishmit, which isn't our topic for now, is because the old Eishmit is not so. But we'll see. That's a side of Eishmit already doing the Kavod Shabbos. Right at the beginning.
Can I explain that I still don't understand how, if here we're saying that there's no issue in making, using your cup and Daniel, it's all like one time frame for Kiddush. I still don't understand how Rashbam can say that that you're a poshea by missing the night. You're a poshea.
Because the Gemara says you have to be chabad at the beginning of Kaddish. Look at the Gemara Kuvav Amud Aleph. Look at the Gemara Kuvav Amud Aleph. Kuvav Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says, Ikka Kiddusha Beleila. The Ikka Kiddush is at night. A bit later on afterwards, Zachazim Hashem the Kasha is a Cheir Alayim Bechni Sosri. The time, the opportune time for Kiddush is Bechni Sosri, is when it comes in. It's the beginning, it's mamish in the middle of the Omid. So Cheir Alayim Bechni Sosri. The words, first words on the line is Zachriyu. If, about that. No, keep going down. Yeah. The opportune time is somebody to do it then. If somebody doesn't do that, he's a pesher. You're wrong. You should have done it then. You're a pesher.
Be a pesher.
Oh, very good. So now, since there's I ask a different order, but very good order. Since I've now got a situation when this mitzvah does carry on, it's true, the best time, the chatchila time is in the beginning of the day. But if I was doing it at the beginning of the day, it would be at the expense of another mitzvah. So then I could say, do both together. because that way I get this mitzvah and I get that mitzvah, so do both together. And in that case, I wouldn't say, okay, better do lechatchila on the expense of another mitzvah. The Chazal say the time for doing the mitzvah, the time is the whole day, the best time is the beginning of the day. For one thing, if I do the best time at the expense of another mitzvah, they have to weigh up what's good. To a lechatchila at the expense of a mitzvah, or to do a b'di'eved on the and be zeichet to get another mitzvah as well. So if after you do the b'di'eved, you get both mitzvahs. But if somebody had an opportunity to do it in the night time and wouldn't have been at the expense of another mitzvah, and he didn't do it in the night time, he's a pishter. He's a very wrong guy. Because he's meant to do it, Zechrei Alaya in Bechnisos. If he's doing it to get to, then it's not essential. If he had wine for tomorrow, and now in the night time, he's, you know, I can't be bothered to do it tonight, I'm going to do it tomorrow. Such a person, even if the time span is the whole time, he's a bishah, because the time, ideal time, is
so if there's a, let's say there's a bit of a move for a way of doing it, which is, seems to be how we're describing it, like the better way of doing it. So I find it hard to swallow how if a person does the mitzvah a good way, but maybe not the best way, that he's a poshaya. Maybe he didn't do the chasil, but you call him poshaya.
Okay, yeah, good hour, very good hour. And the answer to that is there are very lots of dogs. There's a mitzvah in a mufka, for instance, when Bernhard does the net, mitzvah in a mufka, very nice, the tzaddik, the seeking, the greatest people do that. That's something which is described as mitzvah in a mufka. Very good if you want to do it. But then there's something called Trimapish min a mufka. The halacha to be mafish shumas maitas. The halacha, if you're taking shumah, you need to be mafish it with the other thing next to you. If you've got shumah, if you've got tevel, you want to separate shumah to be mistak in the tevel. So you need what you want to be mistak to be in front of you and next to it. It's called mina mukus, and that's the halacha which you have to do. If it wasn't there, but yeah, then it's okay. If let's say I was mafish truma from Peyot here on fruit that's in my machsan, but yeah, it's okay. But yeah, it's not the way to do it. Now this, to be mafish min amukur, he's not a mitzvah min amukur. That's a mitzvah, that's the way you have to do it. That's the way to do it. And if you didn't do it, you're a bad guy. You're a bad guy, but it still works, but yeah. That is the Kiddush on Friday night. Kiddush Friday night is the way to do it is Friday night. If you don't do it Friday night, you're a bad guy because that's the way to do it. And now what happens if I won't be able, if I do it on Friday night this way, I won't be able to do the Shabbos day meal. Right? Or for my example of Minamukas, if I'm not Mafish Truma, somebody's going to be eating Tevel over there. So now in a situation of Bidyevet, so should I be mafish, truma, and avoid people being obese? Although it's not the way to be mafish, but b'dyeved it works. So now you have to weigh up now. Am I a pishter now being mafish now to stop somebody from being obese? Certainly not, because I'm doing it for a very good reason. It's not the way to do it. I've got in this way, I've got to weigh up. The pellets, I have to weigh up on a scale. Which one should I do the ideal way to do it? Or should I not? But it's not mitzvah in a mukha here. There's an ideal way to doing it, and there's a b'dieved way of doing it. And if you have an opportunity of doing the ideal way, and there's no reason why you shouldn't be doing the ideal way, and you don't do it, go for share. But so if there is a reason, then you're not b'shea, because I want to do it, because I want to chaper right now the mitzvah. And b'dieved I'm mekayim my mitzvah this way. So I mean it's a way to do it. But if it's only to slum him, it's not b'dieved I'm mekayim the mitzvah, I wasn't mekayim the mitzvah at all. There's a way of making it up for it. I wasn't mekayim the mitzvah at all. So maybe for case you can do it tomorrow. How could we say the shavke ad lamocha? How could the Gemara answer the shavke ad lamocha? How could the Gemara say leave it for tomorrow? So Mela, it's a raya. Yeah. Another hour maybe you could have had is we're saying the shavke ad lamocha, but what about the Friday night meal?
So I can't eat anything from it.
Oh, see, so do we eat the Friday night meal or not?
Yeah. On bread?
Yeah. to eat the Friday meal. You're not allowed to eat, but more kiddush. You're not allowed to eat. Oh, make kiddush on bread. Make kiddush on bread. Said that, but here, I'll make the wine for tomorrow. Very good. So, the truth is, the Gemara doesn't say he eats a meal. Maybe he only eats a meal the next day as well. But the Gemara doesn't say.
Someone gets up every day for sense, and then he gets up and has his eyes, he's so tired, I need this extra hour.
Right.
Always do it next, but I need this extra hour.
No.
He's weighing the benefits, he thinks it'll be a benefit if I sleep one more, I'll be a little more quiet.
No, very
and
good. That's not Tashlamim. No, that's not Tashlamim.
He's saying, I want to do
it. I told you, next is a mitzvah minimum. That's... There's three categories. Mitzvah min amukha, there's lechat chilaway and bidyeret. Three categories. Mitzvah min amukha is not a gear for us. If other not free share, if you don't have a net, you might be even lechat chilaway, that way you can concentrate better. That's not our discussion. There's something called lechat chilaway and bidyeret way. And on that, and then to some extent I didn't do at all, and I can make up for it.
So he's giving up the vote of wine and the deals the next day, and that's acceptable. To do Friday night on the wine. I'm giving up tomorrow's
kavod
of Shabbos with the wine in my meal.
Says the Gemara, delay till tomorrow. Since with the Ebed Yikimim can't be made till tomorrow, delay till tomorrow. It's not for Shulman. Delay till tomorrow.
And one can only do such Shulman if he was not
Moshe? Yeah. Yeah.
So,
say it in doubt, because
doesn't
have that
option.
Right. Says the Gemara, so what's the answer? Why don't we delay until tomorrow? So the Gemara, Malay, Chaviva Mitzvah Bishato. And Mitzvah, now we're back to Kufay. Kufay on the day. Chaviva Mitzvah Bishato, third line down. Chaviva Mitzvah Bishato. What does Chaviva Mitzvah Bishato mean? That if you have a chance to do a mitzvah at the right time, it's preferable and better to do the mitzvah at the right time, even on the expense of something else. If I have a chance to do it at the right time, even at the expense of something else, I won't be able to have covered Shabbos. I won't be able to have wine during the Shabbos day. Roger Ashbam. There's the Ashbam. Chaviva mitzvah v'shato. First white line. K'da'om abel advarim. The Gemara in Brachos says as follows. Stochim is on the chesem at base. The Gemara says like this. Hekter chalovim. Turning, offering up the chalovim, the ivarim, you do on Shabbos. Despite the fact you can do it, any golden that gets offered up in the daytime, you can be makti the chalovim and the ivarim also in the night. You can do it in the nighttime as well. The laila is heilach achayurim with kosher. So if I have a golden today, shechta today, I can burn the ivarim in the nighttime. Anything on Yom Rishon, if I set on Yom Rishon, I can burn it in the night time on Sunday night, Leil Sheni. So Ishtar, I could have made the case that if you set the Korban Tzkomen Tzibur on Shabbos, which you're allowed to set the Korban Tzibur on Shabbos, the offering up of that Korban should be done in the night time to avoid Chilul Shabbos. I could be shechted the Korban Tomit on Shabbos or Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So the burning of the Korban, the Hekdech Halovim Beivarim, the offering up, sacrificing of the Halovim and the Eivarim, the pieces of the animal, you would have made a very strong case to say that those you shouldn't do on Shabbos, you should do on Matzei Shabbos, because the time of doing a korban, you set the korban in the day, the time span of offering up a korban is in the day and the night following it. So very nice, you had to set the korban today, that was the time, but the time span spread in the night time, so instead of being the Chalal Shabbos of burning the Chalovim and the Avoyim Oh, on the Shabbos during the night time, and you're going to count the mitzvah as well. So why should we do it in the daytime? Says the Gemara, you know why? Because chaviva mitzvah b'shato. Let's see inside Rashba. It's kosher all night. You don't wait when it is on Shabbos. You don't wait to wait to offer up until Motzei Shabbos. Why? Shenema oil Shabbos de Shabbat. You offer it up on the Shabbos day. Hilkoch Yatish. So from that we see there's a prophet telling me that although it might be kosher to be makir the Ivorim of the Korban Tomid in the night time, but the prophet tells me oil Shabbos de Shabbat Basoi. Chavima mitzvah Shabbat. Do on Shabbos day. So from there we see that even on the extent of a deraisa, chaviva mitzvah v'shaito, hilkach kaddish boi belayla, you should do kiddush today, veloi yabtin boi adnoch, you shouldn't wait until the next day. Chaviva mitzvah v'shaito, do it on the day.
Isn't
it also a lot to kill an animal?
Rather, the time for
shafting is
Shabbos,
it's also a much of Shabbos.
Right.
So maybe do a Matzah Shabbos. Why be doing that Shabbos for no reason? Shechita you have to do today. Emalasot you have to do today. But a krov I could have done in the night time. So why should I be Mechala Shabbos for no reason? So it is that since the pastor comes to tell me, no, Chavimah Mitzvah Shaito, it is not the Shabbat, so do it today. Do it today. Although I can do it the next day, Chavim and Mitzvah Shabbat tell me to do it to
we are
not
to say that here we have a
directive
from the
Torah that
day,
right?
As opposed to Kiddush.
The directive from the Torah is showing us how to view Mitzvah B'Shatah.
Maybe that's specific Mitzvah, as opposed to other.
There's something called the Binyan Av. A Binyan Av means that the Torah in one place is Mekalev something, that the Gidon, the Chol HaTorah, could unnecessary says otherwise. If there's two places the Torah says it, or certainly if there's three places the Torah says it, then you can't learn it out from other places. If it's one place, the Torah says in one place something, from there we learn Binyanah v'chol HaTorah kulo, then this is the way to behave. It's one of the Yud Gimel Midas. So if they're in Israel, so spend Binyanah.
So one
that you have two, then it's twice, then it's two places, Shnei Ksugim HaVon Ka'achas, or Shlosh Ksugim HaVon Ka'achas, two is the Machlokes. Right.
So this isn't as comparable because there isn't at the expense of the Shabbos.
What?
The Shabbos, we are, in this example, we're not giving up anything. We still have the example of giving up the Kalal Shabbos.
You're giving up being the Kalal Shabbos Teraisa. You have a chance of not being Mechala on Shabbos Teraisa. And yet we say, be Mechala Shabbos. Be only then hit the Teraisa, because of Chavim HaMitzvah Shata, that is the seed. That's the spitz. If we say that even when you've got a chance of not being Mechala Zerayah and Hitzah Zerayah, we say to the Melacha, so go again here and tell me that I can get another Mitzvah to watch. Get another Mitzvah. Being even Hitzah Zerayah, we say Chavim HaMitzvah Shata. So you ignore everything else. So here as well.
We're comparing giving license to do something with giving up the Kabbalah of drinking on.
So you're giving up the is the right of yourself from Vassal. You have to know exactly what this is the right is. Something from Vassal. The Vassal. And you're saying, you know what? Chavimah Mitzvah Shata tells you, Fideicha the Leis Tosei. If you're Fideicha the Leis Tosei, you can certainly, Chavimah Mitzvah Shata, Fideicha, as in, say, a bonon of making Kiddush and Shabbos Tosei, of Kvoi Vyoi.
Eyes in the face of morning and suit up, and the reason we're not drinking wine today is because we did it last night. Yes, we're giving it up because we did it in a more propitious time.
Right.
Feel good about that? Feel better with wine? Sorry.
You follow the...
I do follow
what
that.
What we're saying about being Oven is the Dreisa? Is the Skila? Courage?
It's not really his.
Very good.
Do
so what are you saying? It seems that the heter of doing it now, so that was Zoicha, Mr. Director. Zoicha, not that it didn't exist.
Right.
It did exist, but we were mafkid,
right.
And we said because the Torah told me to do this. I told you to do this, but you can do it in an item as well. Yeah, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shat. So then he says, I so much like this Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shat, even at the expense of an Issa Zoraisa. So why shouldn't it be at the expense of a Mitzvah Zoraisa? Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shat should be at the expense of a Mitzvah Zoraisa. It's at the expense of an Issa Zoraisa, so it should be at the expense of an Issa Zoraisa, Mitzvah Zoraisa. I was in thought so. Let's bring another writer. Oh, my name. Sorry, Omi Amino. Omi Amino, Chaviva Mr. Bishato. And do we really say Chaviva Mr. Bishato? What's your question? What's the question? Mi Amino, Chaviva Mr. Bishato. I just told you. I just proved it to you from Hekka Chalav and Veivoyin.
You could say, I mean, here we brought the example, want to learn that from the Maisha, that you go and burn it on the Mazbeth.
Right. That
in
means,
sense, you're going to say, yeah.
Says Rashbam, very good. Says Rashbam, Omi Aminon, Rashbam, what's Rashbam say, Omi Aminon? Omi Aminon, Gabi Brucho, Chaviva Mitzvah Vishato. And we know by Hekta Chalom Mevorim, it's a possible in the Torah. So who tells you it also applies by Brochas? Maybe by Brochas, since I could be Mekai in another Mitzvah the next day, maybe by Brochas, the idea is you should do it the next day. I read Brochus only Drabbanon. So maybe by Drabbanons, instead do the Drabbanon the next day and get two Drabbanons. Maybe. Hashem doesn't say what the Indian of Drabbanon is. I added in by Drabbanons, but could be. For me, I'm reading on by Brochus. Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita Lechoy, we have a first Braisa by Brochus that you don't say Chaviva Mitzvah Beshato. Rosh Hashanah. Tanya, the Rishon says, "Anich is the base of Motzei Shabbos." Somebody comes into his house on Motzei Shabbos. Mevor Chalayayin. Remember this Rishon?
Mishamai. Why do you keep on referring to this? We don't have
to. So this is the Rishon we have. Mevor Chalayayin. Valamoy. Va'al. Absomim. Va'achakach. Right? Somebody comes in on Ershab, Motzei Shabbos, you make Yarin, Moib, Somim, Avdola. That's what you do. Ve'meino Yarakos, Echod. What happens if somebody doesn't have two cups? He only has one cup, so what do you do? Ve'meino Avdola Arakos, Yesai, Menicha, Lacha, Mosoin. You delay until after Mechaza, Mosoin. Ve'meshal, Shalom, Kulon, Lachayov. Velo yomina al chaviva mitzvah b'shaito, and you don't say chaviva mitzvah b'shaito. When is the best time to do it? When you're at the beginning of Motzei Shabbos, and here you don't do it. You delay it. You don't say chaviva mitzvah b'shaito. So you see, by prophecy, you don't have to do it chaviva mitzvah b'shaito.
Why not? And Motzei Shabbos has to delay. It's a mitzvah to delay Shabbos.
So that might be the answer. Very good. But the Vayla, we know that the thing is Zachreyu when Shabbos comes in, and Zachreyu when Shabbos comes out. We know you're not meant to eat before Hadorah, and here you're going to be eating before Hadorah. You're delaying. delaying the Avdon. You're delaying the Avdon. You see, you don't sing Chaviva or Mitzvah B'Shachar. So if so, Adin Bakidish. You shouldn't say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shachar. What are we saying? I got choice of doing it the next day, and we became also the Kiddush on the Yom and the Kvod HaYom. But we said don't do that because of Chaviva Mitzvah Mishato by Abdullah, because we want to get Birchas Hamazon on our choice. We delay the Abdullah. Right. You made Kiddush in Shul as well. You made Kiddush in Shul as well. So same thing, both equal. So Mela. Remaina is your kasha. You see, you don't do chaviva mitzvah shato. Just like by kiddush, you say chaviva mitzvah shato during the night time and don't do in the daytime. By Abdullah should be the same, and yet we don't see like that. Says, so we should push off kiddush. We should push off kiddush to the daytime. That's the kasha. That's got an answer, but that's the kasha. Once again, we see here the same nakuda. If making kiddush in the daytime is only tashlumin, what's the raya from Abdullah? Abdullah, what was the story? I couldn't do it in the nighttime, straight away. I did it later on in the nighttime. Later on in the night is definitely part of the mitzvah, so it's not tashlumin. Couldn't do it right at the beginning of the night, and did it right on in the night time. So later, since you can chop around another mitzvah, do it at the end of Birchas Hamazon. But well, how can we learn from there to tell me that who I think you should make kiddush in the daytime? Kiddush in the daytime is not a mitzvah at all. It's just a shlumim. So how could we learn from there to tell me to do kiddush in the daytime? So once again we see kiddush in the daytime is not a shlumim. Kiddush in the daytime is the man of the mitzvah. So just like the Abdullah, don't do it at the beginning of the night. So the mitzvah min amukra, do it later on in the night. So yeah, don't do it at the beginning of the day, in the beginning of the night. Do it in the daytime. That's what the Gemara wanted to learn out. Right? So the answer of the Gemara was Amale. Top. The answer Gemara will do tomorrow, Mitzvah. This is Hashem. Do it tomorrow, this is tomorrow, do it tomorrow. So the maskana we've come out is there's no idea of the Shlomim Bechram. And tomorrow we'll see if Amram gone. In fact, anyone who wants to look to can the tool, Shemarish Ayn Aleph, if Amram gone, clearly learns it's the Shlomim. Clearly learns it's the Shlomim. The Rambam Chalik. We've got lots of rice. I'll bring it tomorrow. We can go through it. If you amaze it in the night time,
you
can't
do it.
By Kiddush, she says, if you amaze it in the night time, you can't do Kiddush in the daytime. Missed it.
No food?
No, you can eat, there's no chiv anymore. Tashlumim. You missed it. Time is in the beginning of the night, the end of the night. Stop yesterday and tomorrow we'll see it and we'll we have to come out how we have to come out. The Gemara seems very, very strong. Very strong, not like a dog. Silvi, you missed it. Mitzvah the right shiglula?
You missed it.
Let's say he did, so it doesn't make a difference.
He missed it. Yeah, he says that's the best time to do it.